Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Hona,
Germany.
The Army Recovery Capability Roadshow came to Hona last week. It aims to advise how units and brigade staff can best utilise what's on offer for those that need it. Colonel Charlie Nags runs the recovery capability for the Army from headquarters in Andover.
If someone is injured on operations or in a non-operational situation, such as in training or maybe just a traffic accident, their mission changes immediately to, first of all, get better, and then as soon as they're able to recover to an outcome that's either going to be back to duty as quickly as possible or a smoothest and swiftest transition to a properly supported and an appropriately skilled civilian life.
And Colonel Nags said that already the ARC had seen some very positive results.
We've had great successes here. Can you imagine getting wounded, becoming seriously ill or being injured? Suddenly when your mission changes, it's a huge shock and you need to first of all be able to come to terms with it and then get on and motivate yourself. What we've got here is centres specifically designed to help our individuals. And when a soldier sees that time, effort and expertise is put towards them, looking after them and their families, then that can only be a really good thing to motivate them.
The roadshow was aimed at giving unit and brigade staff an insight into what's on offer for their soldiers. Major Phil Ralph is OC of the Personnel Recovery Centre in Senilaga. He had the chance to show off the facilities, which opened in October last year.
We were hosting people yesterday who came round the centre, and it's only two small buildings, but it's what we deliver in those buildings that's the key thing. And the general atmosphere, when people come in, it's a positive atmosphere. And even though some people in there are in quite a dark place personally, we try and keep it as positive as we can for them.
And after a successful roadshow, Colonel Nags said that what the ARC have to offer sick and injured soldiers is second to none.
It's a great job. You know, at long last, we've got proper facilities. We've got chain of command, charity. The nation's really behind this. The government's really behind what we're doing. And it is extremely rewarding.
This is Ginny Carlin for BFBS in Hona.
If you've got a story we should be telling, then tell us about it.
Email
germany@bfbs.com.
Your stories.
Your stories. The Forces Station. BFBS.